USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
New Israeli airstrikes in Gaza were launched after incendiary balloons were launched from Palestinian territory and exploded over Israel. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City overnight on Wednesday. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of injuries.
The Senate on Tuesday confirmed antitrust expert Lina Khan as commissioner of the Federal Trade Commission. The 69-28 vote greenlit Khan, known for her work how to apply antitrust laws to the big tech industry. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back in 1983 and 1984, the water level at Lake Mead was so full, the dam had to use spillways to release excess water. Now, decades of drought have the dam on the border between Arizona and Nevada at dangerously low levels. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A decrease in the level of water coming from the Colorado River is a cause for concern in the western United States and Mexico. The Bureau of Reclamation says 2 years of drought have reduced the water flowing into Lake Mead and Lake Powell. That's a problem since the river provides more than 40 million people in Colorado, Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Millions of gallons of water from the river are also promised to Mexico as part of a treaty signed in 1944.
One thing the lockdowns taught us about Americans, consumers and streamers are preferring shows that are released weekly as opposed to binge-watching shows that are released all at once. That's according to data provided by Parrot Analytics. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the leaders of the United States and Russia meet in Geneva Wednesday, Republican Congressman James Comer on Fox News hopes Biden can be strong against our enemy.
Well, hopefully President Biden stands firm against President Putin. He makes very clear that we consider any acts of cyber terrorism an act of war against the United States. Hopefully President Biden will back up his tough talk with actions, and the actions being that thus far he's waived sanctions on a pipeline that would greatly benefit Russia. He has reduced the nuclear arms treaty, which is exactly what Russia wanted. And he's just really kind of catered to Russia thus far. We need to stand up to Russia, and hopefully that President Biden will make clear and look like a strong leader on the world stage. Well, I think you have to stand up to Russia. And we need to put sanctions on Russia. He made a huge mistake by waiving the sanctions, allowing that pipeline to continue. That greatly benefited Russia and improved Russia's standing with Europe. And that was a huge mistake. He's also made a mistake thus far with the nuclear arms talks. We've got to treat Russia as an enemy. And he must make clear that just last week, the hack with JBS beef, which compromised one-fifth of our nation's beef supply, that should be considered an act of war.
I'm Lance Bryan. This is USA Radio News.